Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
And happy Father's Day to all of our listeners. And we have our guest in studio with us, Tim Reardon from Keller Williams.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to you
happy
too, Tim.
Father's Day,
Thank
Tim.
You so much.
Yes. I feel so honored today to spend Father's Day with two fantastic fathers and kick off, you know, Western New York at Work this Sunday with the two of you. So thanks for spending your Father's Day with us.
Well, thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Happy to be here.
And for anyone who is joining us for the very first time, Tim is our resident real estate expert. Mm-hmm. He is the he's the leader at 716 team at Keller Williams, and they're located at 5500 Main Street in Buffalo, or should we say
Williamsville.
Okay.
Right in the village.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to be having a good conversation with Tim and, you know, learning about real estate, what it takes to be successful, what you should or should not do it if you're thinking about purchasing a home or selling your home on your own. So great conversation that we're going to be having today.
Yeah, I always love when Tim's in studio with us. I feel like I'm always excited to hear what's happening in the real estate market in Western New York and what are some of the pros and cons about the market right now and really just what's going on, because it's such a hot time in Buffalo for real estate.
Yeah, no, it continues to be a very strong market. It is an exciting time in real estate in Western New York, especially. We are certainly seeing homes sell for top dollar more quickly, and sellers are very happy in this market, no question about it.
Great. Well, Tim, I have a question that was brought to me, and just one quick question before we come back and really get in depth with our conversation. The question was, I'm poor. I'm a college student. I will be graduating shortly. Do I go to grad school or do I purchase my first home? Do I finance more debt by buying a home? And I was perplexed with, because of the fact, here's a college student that's thinking about his life, the next chapter, and they are already convinced that they can't afford a home. So what do you say to college graduates that are, you know, thinking about what to do next as it pertains to home buying?
I mean, Dale, I think every situation is different and people have to make the decision based on their, you know, financial situations. But obviously college degrees are very important to, you know, most people. And a lot of people are taking on an incredible amount of debt in order to finance college. And obviously taking on a home mortgage will only increase that debt. And if you already have the college debt, it will affect your ability to buy a home, mm-hmm. because one of the factors in getting qualified for a mortgage is your debt to income ratio. So if you're not making an income that supports the debt load you already have, and it's going to be very difficult to take on any additional debt. So really, if, you know, either way, you need somewhere to live. If you're able to get qualified for a mortgage, I'm always going to encourage somebody to look into buying their first home, regardless of where they are in their life. But I can't really speak to whether or not they should, you know, go to grad school or buy a house. That's a personal decision.
That's a loaded question. It's very personal. It depends on what your priorities are.
Absolutely. But
if you do both, great, do it. But if not, you know, you got to prioritize, because it's probably easier to go to grad school post-college.
Sure.
And then you can buy your house, you know, a couple years down the road.
Sure, yeah. So, but it's always, you know, the sooner you can get into your first home, the better off you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real estate will allow for you to build wealth through mm-hmm. appreciation, through improving the property and reselling that property for a profit mm-hmm. down the road. That can happen very quickly in a very rapidly appreciating market, but historically, you're going to see 4% appreciation in that asset over time.
Okay. I think that's good information. It's something that's probably not discussed enough in the classroom, because they're learning the theory behind, you know, real estate and things of that nature. But without further ado, we're going to find out what's happening in the world of sports with our sports update.
Thank you, guys. The Lakers and Pelicans completed the first blockbuster trade of the NBA offseason yesterday, with Los Angeles sending guards Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart to New Orleans, along with Brandon Ingram and four first-round selections in the NBA draft, one of those being this year's fourth overall pick in exchange for all-star big man Anthony Davis. Rumors have been abound for months now about Davis being traded to the Lakers, and it finally happened. The Pelicans now have the first and fourth selections in this year's NBA draft. In baseball now, the Yankees acquired slugger Edwin Encarnacion from the Seattle Mariners. Encarnacion has 21 home runs in 65 games this year. And, of course, the Bisons will complete their series against the Louisville Bats this afternoon at 2, right here on ESPN 1520. The Bisons enter the game with a 31-35 record. And this update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We got so busy just having our internal conversation. I kind of missed that. But, Luke, thank you so much for the sports update. So, guys, let's really get back into the real depth of our conversation, which is real estate today.
Yeah. And, Tim, I know we've talked a lot. One of the past times you've been on, you were talking about your own move. You had purchased your dream home. It was your fourth sale, you were just telling us during the sports update. Your fourth sale, and you got it at auction. So tell us about how that move and that sale has really kind of opened your eyes to the market now and real estate, and kind of changed your perspective a little bit.
You know, it is. It's my wife and I have been married for 10 years, and this will be our fourth house. And going back just to what we were talking about before the break, you know, building equity through real estate, mm-hmm. you know, our first house, if I did not ever buy that first house, I would not be in the house I'm in today. So it's been a great experience for me, not just in my own personal residences, but also buying investment properties and having that passive income coming in as well. So there's a lot of ways that real estate can help you in your life. But yeah, so moving into this last home, hopefully it's the last move we're making until we're ready to downsize 20 years from now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been an interesting process for us. You know, this is a bigger move than in the past. And, you know, really, it's opened my eyes to the stage from start to finish, the staging process. When I first decided to list the house, you know, we called in the stager, and I send a stager out to every one of the listings that our sellers allow us to handle. And I now see how overwhelming that process can be, but that staging will pay off. There's no question about it. It actually increased the price of my home about 18% after I staged the home from what I was first thinking to what we actually listed on the market for. I increased it 18%.
So, what do you contribute to that?
What do I contribute?
Yes.
The getting the house prepared. So the staging consultant comes over.
So you hired someone to come in and professionally stage your house.
Correct. So when I represent a seller, I hire this same stager. I send her mm-hmm. over. She works with my client. She spends about 90 minutes with them, then leaves behind a 60-page report. And
oh, wow.
It's daunting, but if you just go step by step, room by room, and achieve every one of those suggestions that she makes, it's going to pay off, whether it's, you know, we're not trying to rebuild the house or, renovate the house. We're trying to make the improvements that will give you the best ROI in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of money mm-hmm. to spend. Painting is a great example. So we accessorize. That's what our big staging was. You know, we had spent 5 years in this house renovating. We really didn't have the accessories down or in place. So once we did that, it made all the difference, and the house sold much more quickly than I think it may have otherwise.
I love looking at pictures of, you know, houses on the market now, and you really do see a difference between homes that are professionally staged, and you can tell.
No question.
They're meticulous, and they look like they're out of a Pottery Barn, like catalog.
Absolutely.
Picture, and then you see the ones that people have just done by themselves, and sometimes you're like, ooh, I don't know. Just look at the pictures. I know which house I would want to look at and which ones I would not want to go see
exactly.
in an open house.
Exactly. When we sit with sellers, when I sit with them and I show them these pictures, I say, well, which one would you want to go and see? Which one would you consider buying? Mm-hmm. You know, which one of these speaks to you, attracts you, draws you in? And which one looks like, geez, that place is a mess. Like, I don't really want to live there. I don't even want to look at it. So it really does make a difference. And it should look, you know, your pantry should look like how the grocery stores are marketing to the consumers.
Yeah.
Everything is organized. Everything is neat. You're selling what everybody wants. Everybody wants organization in their life. Everybody wants things to look pretty and look nice. So when you're selling a house, you want them to come into that house and say, this house is going to solve that problem in my life that I have, which is I'm disorganized, I can't decorate, all of these things that everybody kind of struggles with. A small amount of people are really good
at it. It's hard to keep it up, especially if you're living in the house as you're trying to sell it. It's really hard to make sure, like, it's clean every time you leave that house. Like, I remember when I was selling my condo years ago, and I was still living in my old condo before I moved into the new one. And my realtor would text me some days like, hey, I have someone who wants to see it today. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't clean up. Like, I didn't put my toothbrush away before I went to work. It's like little things like that. And you're like, oh, I don't want – you can't show them that yet. Or I would have to run home real quick, stage it again, and then get out.
Right. So the benefit of staging is that – first of all, you're already getting prepared to move. We boxed up so much of our personal belongings and just had them neatly organized in the basement. So we've already got, we're a step ahead for the move, okay? And then the shorter time on market, those showing requests are stressful, especially the ones that are with very little notice. So if you can sell it in 30 days, as opposed to 90 days, 120 days, dealing with those showing requests for that long a period of time, you get frustrated, you end up just kind of letting things go, and you end up selling for less. The longer it's on the market, you sell for less, the less it's staged, you're going to end up getting less for the house.
Incredible. Tim, that being said, I mean, are we still at a very aggressive selling cycle where, you know, homes are being sold at a rapid pace here in Western New York?
For the most part, Dale, yes, that really has not slowed down.
Okay, and it starts with, I guess, like you said, if you want to sell your house, if you really want to sell your house, then you start with at that staging stage.
It starts with working with a professional who is going to have the relationships with other professionals within the industry that are going to be there for you to help you prepare for sale. And it's a lot of upfront work. Typically, when I sign a listing, it's about 2 weeks of upfront work to get that house ready for sale. But it pays off.
Let's talk a little further about that, because I think there is so much that can be said about that, the relationship piece.
Oh, without question, the relationship, this is a relationship business. When I work with a client, I want to be considered that client's realtor for life, okay? I want them to be able to lean on me, be able to call me and rely on me for anything house related. I have built over the 11 years in this business tremendous relationships, contractors, plumbers, electricians, painters, financers, people when they want to refinance their home or take out equity of their home. Call your realtor first. We have relationships. Don't do it on your own. You're going to get a better service, better results, and going to somebody who is doing this every single day. So the sale doesn't end at the closing of the new house or the sale of your house. You should have a relationship with your realtor that extends for life. And it starts with working with a professional who has been in the business that has built those relationships.
And it's so funny you say that. We talked earlier. I remember in the fall you were on the show, and I asked you something about people who try and sell by owner, first working with a realtor. And I was like, how long does it usually take someone to try and sell by owner to sell with a realtor? And you're like, oh, about 5 to 6 weeks.
That's true.
And it's funny because back in the fall, a friend of mine was trying to sell his home. And it was like adamant on doing it by owner. Didn't sell. Took it off the market. Then come to the spring again. I think he tried again by owner. No luck. Finally, he went to a realtor. And it sold within 6 days.
Incredible.
Like, I was like, you've tried for months here to do it on your own.
Right.
Which that's a lot of time lost. And maybe
absolutely.
You know, maybe it's something if you're not ready to actually really sell the home, but something happens, great. But I think that speaks volumes for what it's like to work with a realtor, build that relationship, and use the realtor's relationships to your benefit to stage your home if it needs extra work. Kind of get those things done so it's ready to sell and you get the most money for
absolutely.
Your home.
Absolutely. And an honest realtor is going to explain, you know, what it's going to take to get your home sold. We're not going to turn a blind eye to that, you know, pet stained carpet or that incredibly tacky paint job that you love and no one else is going to love. Sorry, guys. You know, that's just the truth. So,
true.
You know, in for sale by owners, there's many reasons why they try that route. Mm-hmm. And I certainly understand them all. But what ends up happening after that 5 weeks, they've had all sorts of people come and look at the house and no offers. So you're frustrated. Mm-hmm. You haven't been able to move forward with whatever your plans were, whatever the purpose of your reason for selling was. You're still there at the same address. And now yeah. you're going to end up calling a realtor anyway. So you've lost time. You've mm-hmm. already lost out on 5 weeks of probably, so there were some serious buyers in there. A lot of them seeing a for sale by owners, they're just going to come and look at it. They want you to finance it. They're not serious buyers. They think they're going to get a deal. But there were some real buyers in that mix that you missed out on for some reason,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, I think people think that with this market right now, because it's such a hot market, it's a seller's market, they think they can do it by owner, and it's just not the case. You really need to work with a professional to still sell that home, even in a yeah. seller's market.
Yeah, and the statistics bear that out. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the 80s when interest rates were 16-17% for sale by owners were at a high, okay? They were, because there were a lot of creative financing, a lot of owner financing, and you would think today, being in as aggressive a seller's market as we are, that they would still be a large percentage of the transactions. They're not. They're actually the lowest they've ever been. 7% of the transactions in 2018 were for sale by owner. But guess what? Nearly 60% of those for sale by owner transactions is where both parties knew one another.
Ah.
Okay? So it really is. Now, a lot of people will try, and you will see a lot of for sale by owners on the market. Does not mean that they sell. So the actual closed transactions for 2018 was 7% of the total market.
Moral of the story, use a realtor.
You will save, you will net more money in the end, and the statistics bear that out as well.
Yeah.
So people do it to try to save money. They end up actually losing money, whether they're selling their house for less or spending too much time on market.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today is Everything Real Estate with Tim Reardon from the 716 team at Keller Williams. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back on the other half with Tim Reardon.
When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
It's time to create your ideal life. Join us in this massive Buffalo expansion. If you are looking to change the direction of both your physical and financial future, we will show you the exact plan to create your ideal life. Join us on June 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Harlem Road Community Center in Amherst, New York. You can learn more about this event at createyouridealifenow.com or give us a call at area code 814-969-1522. Seats are limited. The first 50 people who register for this free event will receive free one-on-one coaching to be on your way to achieving your greatness. We look forward to seeing you there.
Advertising and complete dedication to the Western New York community, then you want Buffalo Healthy Living magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living magazine.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works. Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. And today is Everything Real Estate. And we have Tim Reardon with us from 716 Team at Keller Williams. And we've been talking a lot about the selling process and making sure your home is ready to get the best offer for you. But one thing Tim and I were talking about during break was inspections. And Tim, how important do you think an inspection is when you're going to buy a house to make sure you have a home inspector come and do a thorough inspection of the house?
So everybody should get a home inspection. it just gives you that peace of mind, that sense of, okay, I'm not an expert. I'm only going to buy one house every 10 years, let's say. But bring somebody in who has inspected and make sure they're experienced. Again, yeah. I always harp on experience, but you do not want a new inspector who's just kind of learning on the job. You want somebody who has, somebody else has already paid them to learn on the job, and they've been in the business for many years and done hundreds and hundreds, thousands of inspections. But yeah, it's a very important process, and it's something that the majority of home buyers will do. Mm-hmm. In this market, there are some that will forego an inspection in order to secure the house. Those buyers, maybe they're more experienced, maybe their agent is more experienced and was able to help them through that process where they were comfortable not having an inspection, but it's very important.
Yeah, I was talking again with another friend who was trying to buy a home in Buffalo, and they put an offer on the house, $20,000 over asking price.
Sure.
And they didn't get the house because someone bid $10,000 over but waived the inspection.
Sure. Yeah. So for the seller on that deal, it's the certainty of having one less contingency. A home mm-hmm. inspection is a contingency. It's an opportunity for the deal to fall apart. It's an opportunity for the buyer to walk. Okay. So if you want as few contingencies in a deal as possible.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that seller had something to hide or there was a big major reason why the not taking that home inspection was something that they wanted, but it's just one less contingency.
That's what I always wonder. It's like,
Right. That's what everybody wonders.
What's the risk? What's the risk with taking the home inspection versus not taking it? And it's like, sure. What if you get in the house and a week later you have a hole in your roof?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, that's happened to people. But
yeah. But that's also happened if you have an inspection.
True.
You know,
yeah.
They're not perfect. They're human. They're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. And that's why experience matters in that field as well.
I think what it comes down to, a lot of what we talked about in the show, is experience matters and making sure you have an experienced realtor, you have an experienced inspector, an experienced stager to come
loan
and help
officer,
you stage your home.
Attorney,
yeah.
Everybody involved in the process, you need experience. Mm-hmm. You do not want to be paying them to learn on the job.
No.
So that being said, an individual, he or she, as the seller, they need to start with a professional like yourself, and you're going to assist them with bringing in all of those other partner relationships that they need to, I guess, have as a part of their team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what I do every single day, and I'm always working through negotiations with mm-hmm. after a home inspection, okay? And you would be surprised if you were just to pull out the phone book, hey, you've agreed to point a chimney. Well, there's hundreds of different masonry companies that you could call. Mm-hmm. And some of them will come and give you a quote. Some of them won't show up. Some of them will be super high. Some will be super low. How do you know as
right.
a consumer, as a homeowner, who to choose and why? Rely on your realtor who has dealt with that same mason for the past 5 years, and he's done 25 jobs for that realtor. So there's a relationship between the mason and the realtor, and it's mutually beneficial. I know as a realtor, I can rely on this guy. He's going to take care of my client. The job is going to be done well, and he's going to show up, do what he says he's going to do. Okay, so it's going to be done. There's going to be one less hiccup, one less roadblock.
Okay, I think that's great.
What advice can you give someone who maybe doesn't have a relationship with a realtor yet? They don't know a realtor. They've never bought a home before. They never sold a home. What advice can you give someone for taking that step to find a realtor that they can trust and build, start to build that relationship with?
Absolutely. Great question. You know, a lot of people start online. You know, it's surprising that 100% of people don't start their home search online or they're looking for a realtor online. It's like 94%. I don't know what the other 6% are doing. But anyway, you know, go to open houses.
Okay.
That's a good way to get face-to-face with people and see how they work in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see what their marketing is. If you're selling your house, go and look at some open houses in your neighborhood and see how that agent's marketing your neighbor's house. As a buyer, go to many open houses and see who you connect with.
Right.
Ask them questions, though. Ask them, how long have you been in the business? How many houses did you sell last year? Are you an individual agent? Do you work on a team? There's all sorts of – you can email me, call me. I can give you a list of questions that you can ask me or any other realtor. But online, again, there's a lot of resources online of questions to ask your realtor. You can look at reviews online. There's a lot of different sites out there with plenty of reviews on different agents.
And Tim, please provide your contact information as well as, you know, what are maybe like some of the, I guess, maybe top questions that you're going to be asking someone who's interested in buying.
Interested in buying?
Yes.
Okay, sure. So I would ask, how many transactions did you complete previous 12 months? Okay. Of those, what was your average? What was the house listed for? And what did you represent? What was the final sales price? It's called the list price to sales price ratio, right?
Okay.
So if houses are listed at $100,000 and my average was, you know, 95% of asking price, that's really solid for the buyer when the market average is at 97.6% or 98.6%. So on average, we're representing buyers at 3% less than what everybody else is. So those are the kind of questions that you want to know, because that's money in your wallet.
Yeah,
at the end
absolutely.
Of the day.
And Tim, if someone's looking to buy or sell a house, how can they get in touch with you?
You can call, email, text. You can go to my website. That's realestate716.com. My phone number is 716-575-5969. Email is tim@realestate716.com.
Okay.
Awesome. So a lot of ways you can get in touch with Tim to really start your real estate process, whether you're buying a home, selling a home. Tim's a great resource to help anyone start navigating the process, because it is a process.
Absolutely.
And I'm very curious, because Buffalo is, the city of Buffalo and our surrounding areas, it seems like it's changing so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, are you seeing any trends specific to our region? Do you see more elderly couples wanting to downsize and sell their homes? Are there any trends that you're seeing, again, specific to our region?
Dale, nothing that's really jumping out at me as far as, you know, elderly people are always going to need at some point to downsize, or they're kind of forced to. You know, nothing out of the ordinary, I guess.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah,
I was curious about that, too. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, wonder what the trends are. Like, are people wanting to buy more, you know, ranches, or do they want more doubles? Do they want a single family home? Like, if there's any trends in that direction, or
they want houses.
They want
houses. There's just limited number of them available.
That is a good problem for you to have in your business.
So people will tend to maybe look outside of what they would traditionally want. You know, a lot of people don't consider ranches, but then they, well, maybe we should take a look at that, because it's an option. It's available.
Okay.
Right. So. But no, I mean, mainly, you know, condo buyers are still condo buyers.
Yeah.
They're either, you know, aging, or the young professionals who are not quite ready for the maintenance of a house because they're getting started in their career. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
It's been great. I love condo.
Low maintenance.
Oh, so low maintenance. They're great.
Yeah. Ranch buyers are typically going to be people who just want that one level of living.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go downstairs, up and downstairs.
Yeah.
So they're going to, at some point in their life, they're going to look for that ranch. So no, the buyers are really, it's traditional.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again so much, Tim. We always learn a lot about the real estate market when you're in studio with us. And again, before we wind up, please give our listeners your contact information so that they can contact you with their real estate needs.
Sure. And if you go on my website at realestate716.com, I've got a blog that I wrote last week, and it's got a lot of good Father's Day gifts. So if any of you last minute shoppers out there are out and about, go ahead and jump on your mobile phone, realestate716.com, and you can either contact me or at least get a resource for a great Father's Day gift.
Perfect.
Okay. And that telephone number one last time.
716-575-5969.
Okay, fantastic. Buffalo, you've been listening once again to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers
yes,
out
happy
there.
Happy Father's Day. Hope everyone has a fantastic Father's Day, whether you're a father or celebrating your father, grandfather, uncle, brother, whatever. Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Have a great day, Buffalo, and we will see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.